Today's daf was daf Yudalid, started at the top of Yudalim and Aleph, talking about Achrayut, being, if they don't write Achrayut, it's considered a Taut Sofer. That if, let's say, someone buys a property and then someone who's a creditor came and collected from that buyer, the buyer can go back and collect it from the seller. Part number two of the daf was, we said that even in a case where a person sold a field to someone, and the creditor is coming to collect from the buyer, if it's going to affect the seller in any way, like even his relationship with the buyer, we said that's enough to go get involved. Part number three of the daf was on the Amud Bet, talking about, we had a machloket between Rav and Shmuel regarding the shevach, the appreciation. Someone buys a field and he appreciates it, and then they come and take it away from him. So can you go back to the seller and collect the appreciation, or just the principles? That was machloket Rav and Shmuel. And the part number four of the daf was on the bottom of the Amud Bet. We said that a person, these are types of things you're not allowed to go and collect for achilat perot, for the appreciation of property, for food for his wife or his daughters, from mishubad property, from property that is mishubad, that has a lien. Why? And we explained because of tikkun ha'olam. Because if you were able to do that, no one would ever sell a property because they know that you're going to come and collect from it. No one would ever buy a property, rather, because they know you're going to come and collect from their property. So therefore, they would never buy. So they established that you cannot go and take the money for these things from the mishubad property, rather only from freed property. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.